with over the next couple of days is a fundamental sugya, an extension a little bit of what we talked about, how we read the pasuk again of "Vakachtam lachem b'yom arishon u'smachtam lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamin." But part of it is understanding what the actual ma'aseh mitzvah of netilas lulav is. Meaning, we talk about netilas lulav, so we know the Gemara says mida'agba nafik bein. The actual, when you lift up, you actually lifted it up, then you're yotzei. But then, we all know, we've all grown up, seeing people take their lulav and doing what with it? Shaking it. Use the language of the Yerushalmi that some of you saw, mitarfin. Tarfin's like, going crazy with it. And the question comes, why do we shake it? When do we shake it? Are we shaking it? Are we moving it? What's the nature of it? And that's really what the Mishnah and the Gemara already deals with. What are the two possible times that you already saw that we shake it or we move it, if you will? What are the different times that are possible? Number one is at the time of, you're saying Hodu, Hallel. Okay, there is Hallel, but not the whole Hallel. Right, that's what we have to feed. Tomorrow, the first thing we're going to do after reading through today's Tosis, we're going to see there's an opinion of a Chassidim, there's an opinion of the Or Zeruah, different minhagim that people have about how you actually shake or move the lulav. When do they do it? But one of them you're saying is within Hallel for some reason. That's number one. And what's another time you shake it or move it? The time you make the bracha. Okay? And the question is going to be, what's the relationship? On two levels. Number one is, what is the Iker Mitzvah? Is the Iker Mitzvah of taking the lulav is taking the lulav. And the concept of the shaking is something above and beyond that? That's going to be one question we're going to deal with. The other question, which is connected to the first one, is, we're going to start with the Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Zayin in a minute. We're going to see the context, and we'll already start being medayik, hopefully, in some of the Rishonim, together to understand what is going on here. So let's start with the Mishnah, please. Everyone, please open up the Mishnah and start reading. Absalom, please read for me. The Heichan. Shammai says. Okay, so we have different parts of this Mishnah that we definitely have to ask. What are the different questions that both Gemara and you would ask when you first read it? It starts off, Heichan hayu minan. Okay, from where do you be minaneh? So what's the first question you ask, or the Gemara is going to ask also? How do you know that you actually have to be minaneh? The pasuk doesn't say, as it's going to talk about, by the Shnei Alechem and the Shnei Kivsei Atzeret, V'heiniv et halulav. It doesn't say that in the language of V'heiniv et halulav. So first the Gemara wants to know, how do you know you have a concept called Na'anua by Lulav? The next piece that you probably could have asked is, what does he tell you? Where do you do it? He says, by Hodu by Tchila and Hodu by Sof. So many of us already said over here, this is talking about somewhere within Hallel. Okay? Somewhere within Hallel, Tehillim, Perek, Kuf, Yud, Chet. Already Rashi is going to teach us a couple of good things. Okay? But before we look into Rashi, the question already the Rishonim deal with is, look at the context. What's the context? Context is Hallel. Does that mean that there is no Nanua at the time of the Bracha? Is it something that's pashut obvious? And here is something that's extra that we need to get into being the Yetzer Hara, similar to when we're about to blow the Rosh Hashanah a couple of times. Read at the end of the Rosh, the Rav Yoh quoted from the Rosh. The Rosh quoted the Rav Yoh, talking about just like when we blow the shofar, Choser Umariah, Kidela Arbeivita Satan, so too, that's what's going on over here. Okay? That's the question also that the Rishonim that we're going to start dealing with today. What is the Ikar Mitzvah of Netilas Lulav / with the shaking? Because the shaking, really, the Ikar is by the shaking of the Lulav. And now this is something else that's going on by Hallel, or maybe the opposite. Look at what the text is bringing down. The Ikar Netil, the Ikar shaking is when? By the Hallel. Maybe the Ikar shaking is by the Hallel. This is a major Machlokas Rishonim. I asked you today, I showed you the three Rishonim that you could find without me having my Bar Ilan working this morning. So, there's another slew of Rishonim that says the opposite side. You saw three Rishonim on one side, but with major differences also. Okay? That was the next question you could have asked. Okay, what else could you have asked? There are two other questions you could have asked on this Mishnah before we start answering some of the questions we just brought down. So far we've asked two major questions. We will go over the two major questions that everybody has them, and you'll help me out also. What other questions could you have asked when learning here in the Mishnah? Sax, what else did you ask when you learned the Mishnah? Oh, I'm excited for this. So good. This is a great sugya. I can't stand this board. Yeah. Somebody makes their first million, look at us like a normal board that, like, you know, just look at it with my eyes and don't be like erased. You know what I mean? This thing is terrible. Yeah, what do you got? What's the next question that you asked when you learned the Mishnah? You gotta think, you gotta, you know, technologically advanced. Yeah, what do you got? Mr. Kobe, what do you say?
I don't know if you're the next question, but
doesn't matter, my question. What question did you ask?
What's the Mishnah trying to show us that brings, you know, the story of the Kiva when he was Yeshua?
100%. What are the two options that it could be telling us? First of all, before that, also, what's a little strange in the Mishnah? Strange is usually what?
Well, strange that the things like the Rav Kalman and Rav Yeshua were not doing the same thing as Rav Sala.
Right. Go ahead, we'll get to that. I want to tell you one other strange piece is that normally Beit Shammai is brought before Beit Shammai. And the whole question about what exactly is the Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel has to be analyzed also. Fair? Usually, Beit Shammai is brought before Beit Hillel many, 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 many times. Okay, here it's opposite. What exactly is the Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? That'll be our third, you know, 3A. And the fourth piece is, what is the purpose of Rabbi Akiva coming? There are two options. What are the two options of Rabbi Akiva's coming to? What's the most simple option about the story of Rabbi Akiva? Again, Rabbi Akiva, using his very Rabbi Akiva tzofeh, right? The concept is a scout. He's looking. What was he looking? The whole nation was shaking the lulav. The whole halal, it seems to be. And what? These two gedolim, right? Only on Ana Hashem, Hoshiana. Okay? So what's the purpose of Rabbi Akiva here? Yeah, Mr. Raz, what's the purpose of Rabbi Akiva? Correct. The simple shot is he's coming to prove that Beis Hillel is right. But now, what is the problem? What's the problem with that?
Why doesn't they say
they shake at home?
Also,
good. Both of you are correct. What you both said. Thank God I have good ears that I'm able to hear. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're moving. I heard you both right. Yeah, in fact, you heard that. Number one is Shkoyah. We know that Beis Hillel is right. We know that Beis Hillel.
What?
Why do we? Many times. It's true, it's very true. I didn't say it's a great question. But definitely Achronim asked that, and that's definitely a question. Well, Shkoyah. Could be. The other piece is what? Now I don't remember what I heard in the second year, which I showed off. Kadosh Baruch was getting me. Right? Which is what? What was the second issue? The second issue is he coming to exclude that first statement of hope, right? Or not? Okay, that I asked, I see in the compass tomorrow, that was brought up. We will, if we have time, we'll look into that also. But that's the structure so far of what we got. Four basic questions. And I can't do anything over here. You're a good man. Thank you. I had markers,
right?
Yeah. Any markers?
Markers in our room.
I had markers. Right? There you go. There we go. We have four questions. Go ahead. Everyone's helping out. It's been a long, long, long week without my wife. So
We're almost there.
Yeah, wait.
Quiet! Now, here we go.
He's moving.
Here we go. First question is here. Rami's having a good time here. Rami, here we go. What was the first question that we asked Rami? First question. Let's just go quickly review the four questions. Question number one was what?
Who said there was not a rock?
Question is the...
How do we know
we have to shake? That's the Gemara's question, right? Mandaf or Shmei? Who says that we have to shake, right? That was the first question. Now within that, I'm not writing that there because the Gemara asked that. Now within the shaking, right? The Na'anua, right? When, right? The Na'anua. When are the different options that we have in Na'anua? Two options that we see so far were what? Right? We have the Shas Bracha, and we have something of Hallel. Now the question of Hallel is we need to know what parts of Hallel, and we're not even sure that it's Shas Bracha. We pointed out that the Mishnah and the Gemara here are not talking about the Shas Bracha. Now there are two ways to understand it. Either it's so obvious that we don't need to, because that's so simple that the Na'anua is part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, even though for us it may not be so simple. The pasuk doesn't say v'heinif. It says ulakachta mochem. Kachta means to take, it doesn't mean to shake. Okay? But these are the questions. Na'anua, our context here is Hallel. Now within the net, we're going to figure out all the different machlokas about understanding the relationship between these two. Other questions we asked, or what? What exactly is the machlokas ben Shammai and ben Hillel? Right, why is ben Hillel first? Correct. Number three we talked about is what's the purpose of the Maisa Rabbi Akiva? Right? Right, what's the Ma'amatara? What's the purpose? These are the major questions that we're going to deal with even in just within the Mishnah and the analysis leading into the Gemara. Okay, let's start the Gemara a little bit. Okay, everyone's clear? Everyone's with me so far? Good. Heichon, says the Gemara. Yeah, what?
Another possible question might be, why are we asking when we shake a little before knowing how to shake?
Right, that's interesting about how to shake. Well, the Gemara talks about how to shake, and that can also be connected. Right? More connected about, and also how many times that I know brought down also. Three times, one time, right? Right, that in itself we'll talk about, which is not only the when, the where, the how, and how much are these connected. I'm going to say the why, but what definitely what's behind it. Good? Says the Gemara, go ahead. Who's reading? Mr. Axe is reading, right? Axe, go ahead.
Why are we mentioning shaking?
Now?
Where are we mentioning?
Good. Man Dachar Shmei. Literally, the Aramaic Zion, the Hebrew Dal, and Aramaic Dal and the Hebrew Zion. Man Zachar Shmei. Who says that you're what? Who mentioned Na'anua? Now look, who mentioned Na'anua? So what's the question over here? How do we know that there's even a concept of Na'anua?
Yeah,
or is it more than that?
You said
look at Rashi. Everyone look at Rashi and tell me the deal, the very important deal within Rashi. The Havamino of the Gemara is what? How do I know that you are? And a big word there is Chayv. As opposed to what's going to be later on in the Gemara without looking at it. Now that you've learned the Gemara, now you see that Rashi. You move on. What? It's not ma'akev. It's not something that's actually part and parcel of the mitzvah. Right? Later on, they talk about shiari mitzvah. That's the language that's brought down by the Shtei Alechem, and it's applied to lulav. I know. Did I say Rashi? I meant the Gemara. The Gemara applies shiari mitzvah and applies it to lulav. Now, does that mean it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah? I mean, it could be the shiari mitzvah. You have to somehow make that selection. But we think that it's chayav, part and parcel mitzvah, as opposed to what we would say, an eitz tova, a nice idea. It sounds like when we're reading the Gemara, it's agadic. It's an agadic, a nice idea. You know, to somehow, they beat out the eitz hara, you take the lulav as the bow and the arrow,
right? What we saw, what Rav Acham Bar Yaakov said, that take this, you Yetzirah, I'm going to take this lulav and poke out your eyes. Okay, sounds like a nice idea, Yetzirah, la'arbedet ha-satan. But is it a chiyuv? It's actually a chiyuv, and again, we're talking about specifically now, b'shas halak. Remember, the Mishnah and the Gemara here are talking about b'shas halak. I don't know what the Mishnah and the Gemara think about. What don't I know? I have no idea what he's talking about b'shas brach. Here, the question we're asking is, by halal, okay, you're telling me that you're, think about what's going on. We have halal and other chagim. Okay? We don't take, just to put it into extreme terms, do I take my matzah during halal and start, you know, waving it around and eating it on Shavuos, so I start taking my cheesecake and start, you know, and it's a nice minhag. I should do it. It's nice, halal. Oh, it's all nice, right? Smash it in somebody's face. Halal, simple. All of a sudden here, I'm taking my lulav, which seemingly, before, when you're starting to think, what am I doing holding my lulav during halal? Lulav should be just like matzah. That one is an independent mitzvah. Nothing to do with halal at all. Right? So since when do I have a chiyuv, not only am I holding the lulav, but I'm also shaking it. Right? What is my yad shmita yitzhar sinai? What is one doing with the other? This is like a new halal here? Is this new lulav? What is going on? That is really what's behind this whole sukkah. Okay? And Rashi says at the beginning, how do I know I'm actually chayov to do the nanur? Now, chayov could be a mitzvah derabbanan, a mitzvah deraita. We have to figure that out later. The Meiri talks about that. We'll see that. Questions so far before we move on? Yeah, Mr. Marcus. What?
To this point, in the Mishnah Gemara, whoever said that you were chayav.
You tell me. That's exactly the question. Come on, right? Heichon, when the Mishnah says Heichon Menami, what's going on? The assumption is that you have, that's exactly how the Gemara says it, that you have some sort of assumption that you must, that's how Rashi understands it, you must do the Nanua. And the Gemara is saying, from where do you see that? That you're already going to tell me all these different ideas about stopping the bad do, etc., etc. Right? We see that, we know this context before. Everybody, the ABCs, right? Me'imatai, Hayukorin, and Shema. Ba'arvin, right? First mission of Brachos. What does the Gemara start off? Heichon Kai, right? Same idea. Why are you starting what? From when do we read Shema? How do I know I actually have a chiyuv? You should start with the chiyuv. Alright? What we're going to see as we move ahead, it's not so simple. Other questions before we move on? Yeah, Kobe, what do you say?
The question of what maybe like cancer, or maybe from where you can see that maybe you have for why you should move to hell as opposed to any other thing, is because like by matzah and like mashavu, like you don't get benefit from the matzah by shaking. You get benefit because you eat it. You don't really keep the lulav. So the what way could you be like you snapped up the lulav? You're like you shake it around, but you're enjoying it.
Could be, we'll get to that. You're already saying, if I'm not correct, if I'm not mistaken, you're saying that without even saying it on the God section, what you're saying is that what? The shaking of the lulav is not just stam minhag, but it's what? Maybe it's a key and we'll smash them with national location. Good. Guess what? We're going to get there. It could very well be. We're going to get there. Everyone's got to focus. Make sure if you're sleeping, we're drilling here, no problem. Yeah, Gelbtuk, what do you say?
So the first question is, how do you know by halal?
Yeah. That's the context, right? Do I know? And that's what the Rishonim, or what do the Rishonim deal with? But how about Shas and Tila, right? But I don't know anything about Shas and Tila because the Mishnah here is talking about halal. Now everyone understands why I said this is fun. This is Gebal. This is like, this is good stuff. Great, let's move on. Says the Gemara, Mr. Stiefel. Yeah. Says Gemara, Hasam Koyim. It's going on the mission that we started with. How do I know that that what? It's applying on that mission. What does that mission say? Go ahead. Kol. Gomar. It says what? Right? Stop. Right there. The answer is Hasam Koyim. This Mishnah is what? Following the footsteps of
Our Mishnah that we learned, which says what? They need a lulav today. Right? Hold on. And therefore what? What is the answer?
He says that.
So what is the answer?
He says there's a Mishnah that says that
you need a lulav before tzvachim in order to shake it. Says this is all he knew. What do you say? Louder, louder. Say it.
He just had a question. How does this guy know that we have to shake it? How is this time?
Right.
Why have you shot? Has to be said according to Rashi that you're chayiv to shake it when the shas halal. What is the answer? What? Oh, one could say that if you read, one way to read this is what Mr. Pitko said. It's not connected to halal. He doesn't bring down what? Maybe it's not a chiyuv, but what is it? It's definitely a shear, but you need the shear for what? For the nanua.
You don't even have to do that. I'm just saying, like,
I need a problem. I need a problem. Meaning, it could be problem, but look at the next Rashi. Look at the next Rashi there. Kedei l'nanembo. Look at the next Dilkin Rashi. Rashi answers what? Kedei l'nanembo. He's saying to me, how do I know I would think that there's a shield to shake during Hallel? What is the answer? Because our Mishnah is following the previous Mishnah that says you need the size of the lulav, the extra tefach, kidei l'naneabo. So there are two ways to understand this. There are two ways to understand it. One way Rashi explains it, and one way maybe somebody else will explain it. Rashi, when he reads this, what does he say? Read Rashi inside, no. Alma, kidei l'naneabo, alma,
maybe it's a word to like get rid of like bad winds and.
Yeah. So how do you read that Rashi now? It's a mitzvah and not a chiyuv. Okay. He says alma mitzvah for what? Meaning there's a difference between chiyuv, which is what? What is the idea? This idea of a chiyuv to shave during halal versus a nice idea, what we would call maybe even a mitzvah in the Rabbana. Something that's not intrinsic to halal. It's a nice idea.
It's the Ezra Rashi brings it to like, oh, the only reason doing this for the...
Correct. Which is at the end, he's giving us the reasons of what? Kedei la'atzor tefillin. Nice things. These are all very nice things. But is it something that is chiyuv, that's part and parcel of halal? Right? Are you seeing this as something that's chiyuv again? I presented it, Eitan, I'll take a question in a second. I presented it in very extreme terms. That all of a sudden here we have a special halal. We have a halal not just saying the words of halal. We have a halal here of the sukkah halal, which is what? Not of cheesecake, not of matzah, but of shaking the lulav. And that's part and parcel of halal. To the point that if you don't do it, you're missing in your etzem halal. Comes to Gemara to say no, according to how Rashi learns it. That what? Rashi says no. How do I know it? Mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? It's a nice thing, but still the same halal. You have a nice idea. This is a nice added benefit. It's a nice added benefit. That's one way to read the Gemara. According to Rashi, that's how the Birkas Avraham explains it. I thought a very, very nice deal within Rashi. Really coming and making this idea very, very belate, very salient for us to understand. Another way to explain this tomorrow. What's the other way to explain? Eitan, what'd you say? What'd you want to say?
Oh, I was going to ask why does the Gemara accept one Mishnah? Why is it more satisfied that one Mishnah mentions Ado than this much Mishnah?
No. What's going on over there, the simple shot is what? The Mishnah previously said that is the size.
Right.
And it's a fact that says there is nanua.
But why can't...
Our Mishnah over here, the Gemara is saying, from where do you know that you actually have a chiyuv?
Right.
Let's say, or where do you know that there's a fact called... Right, the simple pshat before my deal within Rashi is what? The simple pshat is what? Is how do you know that you actually have an obligation or there's this concept of nanua at all?
Right.
That you're asking, you're a step removed, step too far ahead.
So Gemara says, no problem. I, the truth is, I have that Mishnah beforehand.
Well, why can't you add the same thing on the first Mishnah?
Yeah.
That's
what it's saying. It's describing.
Well,
correct.
Why can you ask on the first Mishnah also?
Well,
on our Mishnah.
On the one in Chavetz Chaim Beis.
Yeah.
Again, the question is how you define what Man Dachar Shmeit. The Gemara at this point is saying that that's the ABC of Lulav. Now, where do you get that from? That's what we're going to talk about. Right? A little bit what you're saying is it could be a deduke a little bit. What I wanted to say the other way, not like Rashi, is that Man Dachar Shmeit, and the answer is what? Lulav. What are the Rishonim now going to deal with? It's interesting, they don't bring this proof. Right? They're going to deal with Lulav B'Shas Bracha. Is there such a thing as Nanua? Is there such a thing as Nanua? Now, B'Shas Bracha. And right now, we're going to bring a lot of different proofs. Right? What are the different proofs? And we're going to read it inside, within Tosfos, and the Rosh, and the Ritva. What are the different proofs that we saw from Katan? Okay, I'm just taking it outside. We're going to see inside from Katan, from the case of the Gemara and Brachos, of Hishki Matzis Derech, from Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Okay, those are three different proofs that people bring down about that it's for sure that it's B'Shas Bracha. Now, what's interesting is they don't bring the proof from actually from this Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah, the first Mishnah that's describing Lulav, and it's saying that the ABCs of Lulav is what? Kedei
L'Naneh. But that could be for hell.
It could be. Maybe that's why it's not a good proof. I agree, it could be. But one could have said that the simple shot there is not talking about Hala. Right? That's saying you could have said. You know, the one who's going to say that the Iker is Halal is exactly that, what you're saying, Eitan, right? Which is, how do I know I have a Chiyuv by Halal? Because look, it says over there, Kedei L'Naneh. And obviously that's talking about Halal, because obviously that's the Iker Mitzvah. I, in a very simple reading, would have said that there, that's not talking about Halal. It's a separate mission. It's a totally different mission. Again, it's not Muchach. Doesn't meaning, the reason why on one level you could say it is Muchach is because the Gemara, whether it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi or the Gemara later on with the Amoraim, they, like you said, only asked Man Dachar Shmeit on this Mishnah of Halal. Meaning, they separate these Mishnayos. You know, a lot of times Kahati brings down lots of Mishnayos together. But here, these Mishnayos, even according to the Gemara, are separate. Right? Then to the point that they had to ask that question. So on a certain level, a simple shot, what I could have thought, again, as a first thought, is that's a great proof to tell me that that's a what? Kedei L'Naneh on B'Shas Bracha. That's what I would have said. I haven't seen anybody who said that yet. That was just, as they say, thinking out loud together with you. Before your question, let's just move ahead. Write it down. Let's move ahead.
And does mitzvah necessarily mean
non-chiyuv?
Right.
It's a deal. It could be. The reason why it's a strong deal in my eyes, and I brought it, is because, again, of the reasons, and it sounds much more, I don't want to say the word fluffy, but that way, it's at a certain level more like Eitza Tova, Mitzvah Midrabanan, and not a Chiyuv Doraisa, not part and parcel of Hala. Okay? That's why I like the deal in Shitas Rashi. Okay? Within that, now we started talking about it before we go on, which we will see the connection to the very, very important diyukim, which we've already said about the shirayim of the mitzvah, which is a good deal, again, within Halal, already we saw in Tosfos. We're going to read Tosfos now for today, the tie in the question about B'Shas Bracha. Okay? We're going to skip the first part of Tosfos of understanding when do we say it exactly, whether it's in the Hodus, in the Ana Hashem or Shianaz, etc. That we're going to do first thing tomorrow. What I ask you to focus on today is, Do we have Nanua B'Shas Bracha or not? And you saw three Rishonim that did what? That said 100%. 100%. They didn't bring down my proof, so maybe I'm wrong. But they said 100%. So let's look inside of Tosfos. And let's read it inside. And here is eight. This is literally Rishonim 101. Rishonim 101, Rishonim for dummies, is what? What's the Rishonim? Is that you have to see what they say, which proofs they bring, and which proofs they don't bring. And then you have to find, you have to pay attention to that, A. B, then you have to start analyzing why does one Rishon bring this proof, and another Rishon brings a different proof. What might they be arguing about? Even if they fundamentally agree on the same idea, in our case, they all these three Rishonim that I brought for you, Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Ritva, all agree, the Ron also, but I didn't ask you to see it, all say that it's Pashut, that there is what? Na'anua B'Shas Netila. That's Pashut. Not only that there is, that is the Ikar Mitzvah. That is the Ikar Mitzvah of Na'anua, is B'Shas Netila. And then we have to ask ourselves if that's true. So then the Na'anua B'Shas Halel is what? Something, part of Halel. Some, it's, right? That's what we're going to have to see also. But the Ikar Mitzvah. Okay, let's read it. Let's read it, please, inside of Tosfot.
Would that mean
the Ikar Mitzvah is no Halel? No. According to this, the Ikar Mitzvah is Halel. And Na'anua, we have to figure that out. Okay, that's what we're going to describe that right now. Let's start inside. We'll make that more clear. Excuse me if I didn't make it clear yet. We're skipping now to the middle of Tosfos. Okay, and then we're going to get back to the beginning of Tosfos. Where did it say? Shas Netila, what did it say? No? Shas Bracha. Shas Bracha, end of Tosfos. We're going to get back to the beginning of Tosfos tomorrow. Shas Bracha, please read it for me. Wesh, go ahead. Shas Bracha. Toward the end of Tosfos, last 5 lines.
Last part of the first line.
Right, that says, quote, what's the Mishnah say there? Mashma. That's the first. That's his first proof. What's his first proof? He says, I don't know. Our Mishnah is talking about Hallel. How do I know B'Shas Netila? So he's got to bring. I'm going to bring other proofs. What are the other proofs? Number one, Katan Hayodea Nenanea. That's when he's Chayav in Hallel. What's his proof? Even though the Katan doesn't know how to say Hallel. Must be the Na'anua is separate from Hallel. That's one proof. Hold on, this is what he says. I have no problem with you arguing on the proof. But first let's understand what he says. Right, you'll notice, who did not bring this down? Rush didn't bring it, right? Other people didn't bring this down. Okay? Not mistaken, right? I don't think the Ritva brought this down either. Right? I don't think, right? Nobody else brought this down. Only Tosfos brought this down. What does he say? Give me 1 second. Let's just say what he says and then see what we don't like about it. I think there are a couple of things not right about it. What he says is, what do we see when talking about the Chiyuv of a Katan? It talks about not just Me'imatai Chayuv HaKatan Min Tolat Aluluv. It says Me'imatai Chayuv what? Le'Nanei Aluluv. So it's telling me that what? That it's talking about the Na'anua, that the lulav, that the katan has to do the Na'anua, even though the assumption is that it's not within the context of Hala.
Because he's not a chayav for Hala.
Because he doesn't know how, not even a chayav. It says, that doesn't say that. What does it say? Afafisha eno yodeya. The krotadal, the assumption is, might be also a chayav in Hala, but he doesn't know how to read Hala. The assumption is maybe we're talking about a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, okay? That doesn't know how to read. That's his question, and that's his proof to tell me that what? That the Na'anua, right, B'Shas Bracha, proof of Tosfos is from a Katan. The case of a Katan, that it must be that there is such a thing as B'Shas, right, B'Shas Bracha.
I think more than that, it's also, it just kind of shows that it's the Ikar of the Mitzvah, because
correct.
It's the deciding factor whether or not someone should do the Mitzvah at all, whether or not correct. They're going to.
That is the Iker.
Why
does it up? Why doesn't he bring in Shas Brach? According to, he hasn't explained that yet. Other Rishonim explain it for him that say that what? The Ritva says it very, very clearly what you just asked. You hear what he asked? Why doesn't he bring, if it's something that you're actually chayav, Shas Brach, why did the Mishnah not bring it? Okay? That is a question the Ritva says it very, very explicit, Mr. Summer. Very explicit. But again, first of all, why would the other Rishonim not bring down this example? For example? Why would they not bring it down?
It's not a good proof.
Why is it not a good proof?
Well, no one really applies to Rabbah.
Maybe, I think goes too. Can I hurt my ears? Who says chinuch? No, he says something else. He said maybe it's like a bidyevet, which is also true. The other two different ways why this would not, in my opinion, why it would not be a good proof. Number one, which is what, again, you have to think, because there's going to be other Rishonim, it's going to be the Baal Iter and the Shibol Alek and other Rishonim, which I didn't ask you to see today because we had a shorter morning, that said what? That says that the Iker is B'Shas Hal. So they would have to answer what? They have to answer this proof. That the answer they're going to say is number one, like Jesse said, which is, okay, if you don't know how to do it, in, let's say a guy doesn't know how to do Hal like a Kapta, then what? It's not that all or nothing. But it's what? It's you, then a katan would do it even b'shas brach. Number two proof would be what? Number two proof is what Wesh said, is that maybe it's only telling me about din chinuch. It's not telling me the actual what? The actual chiyuv. That you have to, obviously, for that to be true, you got to look inside the Mishnah over there, on Daf Mem Bet, and see if he's talking about chinuch, or is he actually talking about the actual chiyuv. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say over there? Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, Ben says Mr. Marks is going to be doing it. Yeah, what does it say? Have a look inside. Look at Rashi, Dr. Ben 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 Al. Says Mr. Marks, exactly what Rashi says over there. Dibra Masko, Chayat Belulov. Tamar Abbanim, Katana Yodea Linanea, Chayat Belulov. According to Tosfos, this was talking about what? The actual chiyuv, right? Says Mr. Marks, look at Rashi. Lechan chol b'divrei. We're talking about chinuch. Talking about chinuch, right? Meaning that's why it would be another not a good proof. Because over here we're not talking about the ikar mitzvah of netivas lulav with the nanum. We're talking about din chinuch. That's why I would think a lot of the Rishonim do not bring this proof that Tosfos brought. Well, that's a good question. Tosfos doesn't explain it over there. Right? So Tosfos has got to explain what's going on over there.
Yeah.
That's what Tosfos is bringing up to that Lashon, right?
Good.
The question is again, if it's Chinuch or not, that's part of the two ways again. The two ways that the way that Tosfos is saying is, look, it's talking about the Chiyuv. Somebody, even though he doesn't know Halal, it's talking about his Chiyuv. We see that there is a Chiyuv Nanua B'Shas Abroch. That's what Tosfos says. Two people that want to argue with it, the Rishonim that say that the Iker is B'Shas what? That the Iker is B'Shas Halal, they will learn this and say, look, exactly, who I did. The point is, the real Iker is Halal, the Katan. So the Chiddush would be that one, even if you don't know Halal, or you couldn't say Halal, you still have a Chiyuv B'Shas Brach. But that's not the Iker. The second way to reject it, like we said, is exactly how the Rashi learns it over there, that it's Medin Chinuch, it's not Medin Iker. Let's move on to the next case. Next case, with Tosfos, next proof, let's go. Let's move ahead, even though I'm ending a little late, because we started a little late. Good. Next part of Tosfos, keep reading Mr. Marks. We're at the end of that Tosfos. V'od Minitanya. Louder. So feel the shachar, Daf Lamed and Brachos. Go ahead, hit him.
The demon say the death of being low of shofar, the tepea, lula of uranea, the gila of koreva.
Keep it coming. Go ahead. Oh, so what's the case? The Ritva brought this case also. What's the case? He got up early in the morning to go on a journey. What does it say you're bringing? You're bringing a shofar to go up. What else? And lulav l'nanea. Says those folks again. That was the chiyuv of nanea. Does that have anything to do with halal?
No.
Because you do second proof
that it's Mishnah's bracha is the Gemara brachos. Okay, again, the way you would reject that, the other Rishonim would say that you're right. Shemo Bishas Tefillah. Then you would have a concept called Bishas Tefillah. But the Ikar is how. That's how they would do that. That's the second proof. Third, everyone go open the Ritva on your WhatsApp if you have it. If not, I'll read it to you. Says the Ritva. Ritva answered Mr. Summer's question and added a third proof from the Gemara that you learned today. The Ritva said what? The Ritva says, Ayai, hey, Chani Menanim, he read the Mishnah like I told you, look at the Mishnah. And he looked at the context. He says, Perush al Nanuim, Chibishas Halo Shanim. We're talking about the Nanuim at the time of Halo. The Ilub Shas Bracha, says the Ritva, Pshito Mil Soshiesh Lananeim. Summary says, Pashot! Why? Shezeu Iker Mitzvaso. The Iker Mitzvah is what? Is taking the lulav and shaking it. Ukidamrin Hasam. The first case he brings down is not the case of Aviv and the Katan, excuse me, of Daf Mem Bet, but he brings from the Gemara Brachos. Hishkin Matzei Soderach from the Vino Shofar from Tukei Lulav Uminanea. And then he brings another case. Vamrin Nami the Gemara, our case. Later on in the Gemara, that talks about Rabach Bar Yaakov. What does he say in the Gemara? Yeah, and he would say, Mr. Zolti Davi Umar bin Anua, when he would shake it during Hallel, what would he say? Gira be'ein of the sinna. What would he say? Gira means what?
Thorn
or an arrow. It's an arrow in the eyes of the Satan, which means boom! Right? I'm going to take the, you think a lot of different terminology in Tanakh. Right? Talking of, being minaker einayim, right? The concept of what's the English word for minaker? Like taking the eyes out. What's the word?
Gouging
the eyes out. Right? Boom! Right into the eyes of who? Of the Satan. And as Rashi explained it, how Rashi explained this, what you, Mr. Satan, want to take us away from mitzvah? No, no, no! Bang! Somehow this lulav is showing about mitzvah. We're going to get back to it. Okay? What he says? What? Val Korchin explains the ritual. Val Korchin ha b'shas bracha. This must be at the time of the bracha. Look at this proof. The ilu b'shas ahalel hechayam mafsik lomar dvarim elu elavade kidomer. What's his proof? Third proof. Amazing proof. What does he say? Kimika hesik in ahalel to talk trash to the Satan. You can't talk trash to the Satan in the middle of Hallel. One second. It's a hefsik. It's obviously not a hefsik b'shas bracha. Why? This proof is that when we say this b'shas bracha, meaning yeah, bracha, bracha, touch every mechal mashak shalom zetivanu al natilas lulav. You Satan, right? It's not a hefsik. It's after the bracha. But I'm in the middle of Hallel movement. I'm in the middle of Hallel. Says the Ritva. It must be that what? That we say that we have Nitiya Na'anua B'Shasa Bracha.
Meaning that it's part of Hallel? Or
it's not part of Hallel.
No, if it's Bracha before Hallel.
What?
If it's the Al Mitzvah before Hallel.
Correct. Good. Correct. Now what's the answer to this?
It can't be part of Hallel because...
Because it's a Hefsek. He's talking in the middle of Hallel. That's his proof to say it must be that when Rabash Bar Yaakov is shaking the lulav and he says this, they're ripping into the Satan, what is it? It must be that it's Rishas Brosh and it's not talking about Hallel. What's the answer to this? What's the answer to this? How is the one who's going to say that it's Hallel? Right? He's going to say, oh, it is Hallel. Right? The Iker, right? We're going to see tomorrow the Baal Iker. He's going to say that the Iker Namnua is Hallel. What's he going to do with Rav Acha Bar Yaakov? Answer?
He didn't say it literally. It was in his mind.
Okay. That's tough, though, because it says, it says, say Omer?
Yeah,
he said Omer. Lav Dafka Omer.
Who cares?
One answer might be Lav Dafka Omer. Could be. What else? What else could you say? That would be one answer. What else?
He's not speaking.
What do you mean, Lav Milsi?
We're not supposed to.
But he did it! The answer. What's the answer?
Because it's part of Hallel.
How's it part of Hallel?
Because you're doing it with Hallel. You can't have it with Hallel. So Dafka means that it is part of Hallel.
The answer, the other answer is Nalab Dafka Amira. You have to redefine what Hefsik is. When's it a Hefsik? A Hefsik is if you're talking about something that has absolutely nothing to do with what you're doing. But here, what is he doing? He's taking the lulav, which is doing what according to what's going on over here, to beat out the Yetzer. Therefore, it's part and parcel. When is it a hefsek? That's when you're stomp, sichas varim ba'olam. Okay, when you're stomp talking about narishkeit. Right? When you're talking about politics in the middle of hollow. But here you're talking about who within the actual mitzvah of lulav. So I want to conclude with one piece. And we have much awe.
Who said that? Who answered that up?
What?
Who answered that up?
That's how you answer that up. You can find that in the footnote in the Ritva. The footnote in the Ritva that I gave to you, that he answered that up. That's what the Baal Yitzchak says. For the other side. So what we've seen... Yeah. What we've seen so far is Shitas Tosfos. We pointed out the difference between Tosfos and the Ritva, even though they both agree that there is Nanua B'Shas Bracha, even though from the Gemara we don't clearly see it. They, right, each one brings different proofs. We talked about why they would bring certain proofs, why you wouldn't bring certain proofs. And the last point we have to say here is that according to Tosfos, remember this and remember this well. Therefore, according to Tosfos, and we're going to come back to this over tomorrow. Therefore, according to Tosfos, the Na'anua, the shaking of the lulav, is part of which mitzvah? What?
Shas Bracha.
It's part of which mitzvah? Ulekach dem lachem. Right.
Wait, so then why would we shake it on other days?
One second. What do we got? So right now, according to Tosfos, what we see, the Na'anua is part of the mitzvah, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos. According to who? Tosfos, according to the Ritva. According to the Rush, which we didn't see inside, but you saw during Chavrusa time. The Iker mitzvah of is B'Shas HaBracha, and you have Na'anua, and it's part of the mitzvah of? Even though it doesn't say what? Tenufa, right? And Dafka, if you didn't know this, if you again, when we read the Gemara now, it actually is very clear, like eight times at the beginning of this year. Because all, what do we have in our Gemara, Mishnah? Our Gemara is talking about which? It's not talking about the Shas Bracha, it's talking about Halah. And there it calls it what? Shiare Mitzvah. Right? When you talk about the Shirayim, this is something that may be separate. Okay? Something that's separate from the Iker Mitzvah, it's something else. So that, in Mirtz Hashem, we will continue with the nafkaminas. We will continue when you shake it, and we'll see the other side of the coin tomorrow and the next day.
Why do you know it's high up here? Why do you ask it?
I don't hear you. One second.
I can't even follow.